Bukulba means happy.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia. One word at a time.
Kinagai.
Birluin.
Walta.
Kalang.
Badjili.
Nalungir.
Bambach.
Jangye.
Injamara.
Guram.
Mijal.
Raipiri.
Ngarguche nama.
Gani warangung.
Munyip.
Domaninialka. Wakaniniana.
Wardadoia.
Mundingi dangan.
Wukuk.
Kuwayu.
Delkup.
Diepa.
Murupuk.
Jingri, I'm Sean Davies, and I'm a Yugambeh linguist. It's been great sharing my Yugambeh language these past couple of weeks. It means a lot to me, especially the loss of my mother recently. And I know that she's always been proud of my language work, everything I do in community. And yeah, it's been an opportunity to reflect on her and to reflect on the words that mean the most to me, because they came from my childhood or my very early experiences in discovering language again. I would like to talk about the name of our people, which is Yugambeh. And it's actually one of many names. And the reason I wanted to talk about it, though, was I guess to talk about the wider nuances of Aboriginal naming. I think when a lot of European groups came here, they kind of expected, you know, one name equals one group. And that's a really simplified way of looking at it. So Yugambeh, for example, Yugam means no, very much no, and that bear is like an emphasis. So you get Yugambeh. So other languages don't necessarily have that emphasizing marker. So our neighbors don't call themselves like Waka Bear or Yagara Bear or something. They'll just say Waka Waka, Cubby Cubby. So they double up to create that same emphasis. And those are all words based on no. But it isn't just the word for no that we have a name that's derived for us. We also have the name Minyangbul. And Minyangbul is the word that means Minyang is what? And Bol is those who say. So Minyangbul are those who say Minyang for the word for what. And when you go to the south of us, like Lismore, Wooddenbong area, people say Nyang for what? And then when you go north of us, people say Minya. So we are the ones that say Minyangbul. And all those names and nuances, I guess, got kind of muddled in things. So people like Tyndale would come along and go, oh, this person uses the name Yugambeh, and they say Minyangbul. So there must be two separate groups. And it kind of speaks, though, to the vastness of the information that people like him collected, because it was very hard to go through and interview and talk to all those people. And he, on his map, he'll split what we consider our country, the Logan to the Tweed. He puts a nice border right down the middle and puts Minyangbul on one side and Yugambeh on the other. But even when you go through the data he collected, there were plenty of people within the Southport and the Tweed area that called themselves Yugambeh. And then, of course, there were people in the Bow Desert and the Logan area calling themselves Minyangbul. So the name Yugambeh, I like to bring that up because, one, it speaks to a shared naming pattern we have with our local neighbours to the north of us, that word for no, but also the alternatives of Minyangbul, even the word for who, we say Ngandul, so we can call ourselves Ngandawal. The people to the south of us say Ngendu, so we can call them Ngendawal. And the people in the west, they call themselves Ngindu, Ngindawal. And the real lesson is that I heard a local linguist who explained it once, really well once, and it was, what you call yourself might be entirely different to what the people on the other side of the mountain call you. And then the people on the other side of the river over in the opposite direction might call you another thing entirely. So you end up with multiple names and a multitude of references. And that's all comes down to the individual, their family links, and what they consider their country, their identity. So that's why Yugambeh is a really important word to think about, because I want people to reflect on their own names even in other countries, like we call the Germans Germans, but they call themselves Deutsche. My name's Sean Davies. I'm a Jugendbear linguist. Nya nya bu. May I see you again.
Word Up, bringing you the diverse languages of Black Australia, one word at a time.